presenting.
Rolling.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin. Good morning.
Good morning, folks. Hope all is well with you. We've, of course, a new episode of Washington Watch this Sunday, so looking forward to it. Talking a little politics, and also to Jeffrey Wright, Tom, about his new political thriller that he's in with Mark Wahlberg, and so looking forward to Russell Crowe. So looking forward to that. Hey, you know, we there's this very interesting PBS documentary. The other day we talked about one dealing with the abolitionists, but there's a new one, man, is dealing with soul food. Soul food. And so it really jumps out at us, this whole notion of soul food junkies. And Byron Hurt, he is an award-winning filmmaker. He is breaking this thing down and saying, you know, what is it about black folks and soul food? And so Byron joins us. Hey, Byron, what's up?
What's going on, Roland? Good morning.
All right, so, you know, you could have made a film about anything. So, you know, really, what was it about soul food and the traditions that you said, you know what, this might make a good documentary?
Well, you know what? I was inspired by my father, who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer back in 2004. And it was a real difficult time for my family. And we were really trying to do as much as we could to get my father to change his eating habits. And we realized how difficult it was for him to make changes. It was really, really tough for him. And so as he was going through his illness, I started to notice how emotionally connected he was to soul food, the food that he grew up with and eating. He grew up in the South in Milledgeville, Georgia. And, you know, I said to myself, there must be something much larger at play that's making him continue to eat food that may not be the best for him at this time in his life, but it was hard for him to give it up. So I said, you know what? This is an issue that I want to address.
So your daddy had a habit?
Well, I mean,
he did, actually.
I mean, it sounds funny, but yes, he had a habit. And it wasn't just soul food. It was also processed food. It was also fast food. So the film is not just about soul food. It's about a number of different issues that affect our health. And food is plays a huge role in our health. I mean, we, you know, black people and people of color, you know, lead almost every category across the board in terms of diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, all of the diseases that we know that could be prevented. We top the list on almost every category.
The more we eat, the more we crave.
Well, I mean, you know, some people would suggest that that's the truth. You know, there's a lot of sugar in the food that we eat, and research has bared out that sugar is highly addictive. You know, we eat foods that are very high in fat, high in calories, and it tastes good. So, yeah, I mean, we as a community and the country at large, not just black people, but we as a community, you know, tend to eat foods that don't necessarily give us the kind of quality of life that we would want.
So what is it about, you know, what did you find out as you travel the country? What did folks say when it came to soul food? Because you're right, man. Look, folks say, look, I need my ham hocks, and they want their chitlins and all kinds of stuff like that.
Well, you know what? Change is very difficult. You know, one thing I want to point out about the film is that I'm not saying that we can't eat soul food. I'm not, you know, this is not me throwing soul food under the bus. This is a film that says that we can modify what we eat by making changes with how we prepare the food. So, you know, we can still enjoy soul food, but we have to, you know, just redefine it, change it, remix it, eat it differently so that we can enjoy it, but we can have, you know, healthier lives. And that's what the film is really about. It's very personal, Roland. The film is very personal. It's very intimate. It's about my father. It's about my family. And what I've seen, Roland, is that the film is really resonating and connecting with people all over the country. You know, right. they see themselves in my father. They have, you know, parents or a loved one that needs to change their eating habits or is dealing with obesity or some other illness. And it's a problem. And so people are really connecting to the film.
When does Soul Food Junkies, when does it air?
The film airs on Monday, this Monday, 10 p.m. on PBS's award-winning show, Independent Lens. And I want every single black person who's listening to this show right now to tune in on Monday night because it's important to us and our communities.
And also on the website, you also offer some soul food, healthy recipes as well. So
folks,
go to that as well. Hey, Byron, man, we appreciate it. Look forward to the documentary. Great topic.
Thank you very much, Roland. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.